Nick Williams and the Phillies look for a series win in Miami. They'd have to work overtime on Sunday. We'll pick things up in the fifth inning with the game scoreless and Cesar Hernandez at the plate.
3-2 the pitch, and it is shot off the bat handle out into left center. It's going to get down. Coming around third, having been waved, is Perkins. A throw to the plate is not in time, and the Phillies open up a 1-0 lead here in the fifth. The pitch. And it's low and outside. Ball gets away from the catcher. Alfaro coming home to score is Brian Anderson. Great anticipation. The pitcher covered, but the throw was not accurate and not in time at the plate from the catcher. And the game is tied at 1. Record on the road in extras. Here's a ball driven out toward left center. Coming on is Williams. Dives for it, rolls over, and holds on.
Second and third, two down. Tozawa the 1-1. And that's line to right for a base hit. Stanton plays on a bounce. One runs in. Here comes Galvis to the plate. The throw's cut off. Talese down to second. They're going to get Williams. But two runs are in. And the Phillies have taken a 3-1 lead in the top of the 12th. Nick Williams does it to the Marlins yet again. There he's the 1-2. Talese a swing and a miss. He struck him out. And this one belongs to the Phillies.
Hector Neris walks around, a walk and a single. 3-1 Phillies is your final in 12. So the Phillies take 3 out of 4 in South Florida. Adam Morgan gets the win in relief with 3 scoreless frames. And Giancarlo Stanton finishes 0-for-3 with 2 walks. The Marlins have now lost 6 of their last 7 games. They fall to 2 games under 500 at 67-69 for the year. Here's the manager, Don Mattingly.
Yeah, well, we got 2 hits in the first, and then Anderson hit the double down the line, and then the last inning we get the little the ball down the line too. So we just didn't get anything going today.
Could you put your finger on anything, what you're saying?
I mean, I wish I could. You know, are we playing guys too much? Because we've been running our outfielders out there every day. They don't get any rest. You keep pushing them. So is it that? Or is it just a little stretch that we're going through? We're just not swinging the bats.
That a product of kind of the hole you put yourself in? Obviously, you need to win as much to get back in.
Yeah, absolutely. You're trying to grind it out. You're trying to keep your guys out there as much as possible. But at some point, it catches up. The lack of depth that you have, or trying to. It's hard to take Giancarlo or Marcel or Yelly out of a lineup, and give them any kind of rest when they swung the bat the way they have and been as productive as they've been.
Given how past week has gone, a degree of concern with the lineup?
No. I mean, it's the same guys. They're gonna get hot again. They're gonna swing the bats. It's not a great time for it. We've had a chance to win some games against the team last week. We're able to win 3 out of 4 at their place, and then come here and get beat 3 out of 4. When you've kind of crept yourself back into the wild card, the timing of that is not great. But that's what's happening right now.
What do you take out of what Urania gave you tonight?
No, he was great. Hosey, the one inning he got in trouble there, we almost, at that point, we can't let that inning get extended. He gets out of it, and then he gives us 2 more. So, Hosey was great today. And our pin was great. Those guys all came in, did good jobs, and it gave us a chance to win. The whole course, second half of that, last half of that game, we got chances to win that game.
Before Anderson scored on the wild pitch, was Ichiro going to hit for Urania?
It depended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what allowed Urania to hit for himself is the fact that Anderson had already scored.
Yeah, and we got a guy on first base with 2 outs, and at that point, we're not trying to, you get 2 more innings out of him. He deserved to be in that game. He'd given up 1 run, I think, at that point, and 4 hits. But if we had a guy in scoring position, I think we got to take a chance to score right there. When we got a guy at first with 2 outs, and in a sense, Hosey gave us 2 more innings.
On Monday, the Marlins welcome in the first-place Nationals. Adam Conley makes the start in the opener.